The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Well, I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the toilet?
See, they do float.
Oh, look at that!
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. It's finally here, the season premiere, season 4, episode 1 of Total Divas. My heart is all a flutter. I can't wait. You know, we've heard about it, we've seen clips, we hear there's some kinky stuff going on. So, well, I don't want to wait. Do you want to wait?
No, I don't want to wait.
Okay, well, we're going to have to wait. Just a little bit.
See,
just to make that anticipation just a little bit better.
All right, fine. We'll wait. We'll wait. Just a little.
So we will give you all a lowdown on Season 4, Episode 1, right after the break. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today. Ouch, that's hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here. Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch! Put that man down! Your actions have consequences, and you know what? You're out of here! You're suspended! You know what? You're suspended indefinitely! Get out of my building now! Now get out!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles!
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm Santi Di Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the times!
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, where we are back. New season of Total Divas. It's here, y'all. Finally.
Right. Episode one.
Episode one, baby. And, well, we see the biggest cliffhanger of all. Will the Bellas resign? I guess we're going to find out, because here we go. Oh, and a lion does not worry herself with the opinion of sheep. Did they go talk to Bray? Is Bray consulting on this show right now? Somebody find out. And, well, we have Paige arriving with Naomi.
Looks like they're going to a brunch.
And there's Alicia. Oh my. Okay, that's a hug.
There's all pink Natty. Paige's reaction, oh my god, the twins will leave it. Oh, yeah, just shoot me now.
Paige doesn't really care.
Yeah, Paige is like, Bree's meant to be a mummy. They're like, we're going for their spot, and speaking of...
Right, and, well, here come the twins! And, hey, look, Nikki and Bree too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, they're right there! Per the norm. It's not an episode of Total Divas unless you go, oops, there's Nikki's boobs.
Natty's talking about the girls possibly leaving. She came up, you know... It's like, we're losing friends.
Well, yeah.
And Alicia Fox wants to change her gimmick to more of a Holly Berry style. Oh god, Natty actually went to the hairstylist to get the pink put in. She needs a refund.
Yeah, that's not a good dye job.
Oh god, Natty. She wants to be their vixen, their Catwoman, with a whip versus our own kid. That's Natty. Hey, look, it's Nikki's twins. Right there. The Bellas are talking about, you know, all the girls talking about they're taking their spot and getting new characters, but we're still here. She's like, it'll be cool to see them try and compete and take my spot, said Nikki.
Nikki does not seem happy. And we are Monday Night Raw in Des Moines, Iowa.
Natty's taking a selfie.
Natty's taking a selfie.
Pyro. It's Raw.
Here comes Raw. Boo-boo.
No boo-boo.
Hey, look, it's AJ! AJ hadn't left yet! So this is pre-WrestleMania. That's really sad that we have to date this now, pre-Mania and post-Mania.
Well, yeah, at least it's not in the fall.
True.
Nikki's talking about psychology and knowing how to connect with the audience.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to leave that alone.
Nikki's questioning whether, you know, it took her 8 years to get here. Should I leave this?
So, will Nikki resign? She's thinking about it.
She's thinking about it, yeah.
But she's not the Divas Champion yet. It's still either Paige or AJ.
No, she's the Divas Champion. Remember, she
was.
Oh,
is she the Divas Champion here?
Yeah, because she won it in November.
Oh, that's right.
That was the cliffhanger.
I just, yeah.
And Bree is, oh. Bree is trimming Daniel's beard.
He's getting trimmed up.
Uh-huh, and he was like, if you leave, who's going to do my hair? And she's like, no one.
You?
No, I'm at the show. Yeah, him. Yeah. And, you know, they'd seen Nikki coming with her bag and her boobs and her ass. According to Natty, anyhow.
That's kind of disgusting that she's traveling with perfect hair. That really actually kind of bothers me on a lot of levels.
And we're taking a selfie with Natty, Emma, and Summer. Natty's like, let's post that. Summer looks bad. Oh, Natty. Natty, what are you doing, Natty? She's talking to Carano about... No, the twins possibly leaving, and he's like, don't always listen to rumors. And she's telling Carano about her dominatrix.
Oh my god,
idea.
That's the best reaction.
Uh-huh.
Carano's like, oh god, this just got uncomfortable.
He's like, it could be very PG, it could be very fun.
He's so uncomfortable, look at him.
And Carano tells Natty that Eva is going to be based in California for training. And the girls are told she was going to Orlando at NXT, as they have big plans for her.
Oh, that's not gonna sit well. So she's getting a private trainer in her home
state. Oh dear, this is not going to sit well. And they want to push her to the Bella level. The Bella level. Oh, Natty is so not happy. And what we see Eva training with Brian Kendrick, or the Brian Kendrick. He's definitely putting her through the ropes. So we don't get to see the makeup. I wanted to see the makeup. It's real training, Eva. It's a real job. And well, now we're back at Raw with the twins and the girls and some Rob Schomburger paintings.
Hey, now he's breaking the news about Eva training by herself to the girls, and they're like, "What?" And now Bree's upset that Eva lied to her face.
Oh dear.
Hey, the Bo Dallas.
It's Bo.
Bree talks about training at a canned food building and batting cage. I love how the divas are upset that she's learning how to wrestle.
I don't think it's something that she doesn't want to train at NXT. I don't think NXT can train her fast enough.
And Natty, you had personal training, just saying.
Yeah, she had family. Paige, too.
Yeah. Nikki talked about all the struggles she's done. She gave up her personal life for WWE Universe.
It's not what she's given up, it's what she's going to give up. That's the thing. They're getting the next girl ready for if Nikki and Brie leave. They know who they want to take that spot, and they're getting her ready to go. Ooh, shit! The claws are coming out! Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh god. Natty's going to a sex shop. Okay! Alright! I think we need to address that situation just a little bit later when, you know, the claws come fully out because holy crap, here they come. Paige is like going for the jugular, man. I don't know, y'all. I don't even know. Just to kind of quick recap. So, the girls are back. Nikki and Brie are still thinking about leaving. They haven't re-signed. There's a lot of shuffling for spots. Alicia's talking about getting a new character. Natty's talking about getting a new character. To the point that she went to Mark Carano about it to see if she could go ahead and kind of sort of maybe put that bug in his ear about, hey, the twins are leaving and I'm still here and I want to do this new character and I want it to be Dominatrix, which had to be the most awkward conversation in the history of conversations for Mark Carano, and you can just kind of tell it was, and Natty's assurance that it will be PG. I can't wait to see how this goes.
Yeah, I can't wait for her to do this PG, because when you say Dominatrix, that doesn't scream PG.
Well, okay, there are different levels that you could do this at, you know, and obviously we've seen what she's doing on TV now, so we know how she's kind of playing it, and it's, do you have the attitude of a Dominatrix? Do you have the confidence of one? Or are you going to go out there with whips and chains and everything else? You know, obviously, you can't go out there and do the Shaniqua gimmick. If you don't know who I'm talking about, Google it. Just trust me, they've gone down this road before. And it didn't really work well. So, you know, obviously we know how Natty's playing it. And there is a PG way to do it. She's doing it fairly well. But I think I'd have to see how she does her research. But, because that will be on the episode tonight. Oh god, I can't wait. But yeah, so we'll have to see how that goes. But for right now, I think she still needs a little help with it. But, and then we find out Eva Marie is getting the Bellas push. We're basically, Nikki and Brie have announced they don't want to stay. That they're leading. We've reiterated this several times. And Carano admits Eva Marie is not going to NXT. Eva Marie is going to a private trainer in LA to get trained up as we come back.
Yeah, we'll get into it here at the next break, because we're about to come back from break.
Yeah, we are about to come back, but, you know, basically recap, Eva Marie is training with a private trainer, she and Jonathan have patched it up, everything's copacetic.
Yeah, and from all we saw, she was doing some hard work.
She was doing some hard work, but she was complaining just a little bit, like, oh my god, this is a real deal. Yeah, Eva, yeah. You know, so, you know, the fact that she's going to an outside source for training means she's not necessarily going to get the NXT treatment from the trainer. She's going to get the legit treatment from the trainer.
Yeah. And
he's going to bust her butt.
Yeah, as we come back from break.
Yes, as we come back. Not to say that the NXT trainers don't.
It's more one-on-one.
It's more one-on-one.
They're talking about how big Bree's poops are right now. So the Bellas are now talking to Carano about Eva's special treatment.
Oh, Nikki, you witch.
Oh, he's bringing up, he loves the Divas locker room. They have multiple reasons why they want her in LA. Apparently, WWE offered them a pretty good deal to stay. Huh.
Oh, they are not going to pin that on Harper.
Hi, I called that months ago. Just saying.
Lol. So we're back in LA with Eva and Jonathan.
Ooh, look at those bruises.
He's kicking her butt, man.
Jonathan's giving her the positive message. be positive. You can do it. He can do it. You can do it.
Don't compare your start to where he's at now. He went through the same thing you're going through, and he probably went through it way worse than you did.
He's like, stop getting bruises because they might call the police on me.
Oh, dear. Well, and oh my, where are we going?
Oh, God. I know where we're going.
Oh, my God. The Uso, Trinity, and Natty. They're going to a sex shop together. Oh, my God, yes. They took the Uso with them. Yes.
Because, you know, it's nighttime. They need protection. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, it's one of those sex shops. Oh, we're getting kinky, y'all.
We got some whips.
Trinity is a little scared right now.
We got some high boots. And she's trying to slam her in the store.
And the guy's like, it's my turn.
Right? Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, now we're getting into some hoods. And the
Wyatt sex mask?
A cat mask?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Y'all don't know what that's for.
Natty.
Ooh, those are nice corsets.
Natty, you don't buy something for your cat at the sex shop. Natty, that's a butt plug, Natty.
Honey, that goes up inside you.
That's a butt plug. That's not for your cat. Unless you want to get kinky with a cat, that's not what you do.
That was fantastic!
I need more of that. More.
And now we're out to dinner with the Bellas.
And their mother.
And Mommy Bella. Oh, it's just Nicole and her mother.
She's discussing her future with her mother.
And her mom's giving her some really good advice right now.
What type of contract? 1 year, 3 years, a guaranteed? What's the deal? Her mother made some good points.
Yeah, her mother did. And now, well, now we are in Florida.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They're torturing their cats at the moment.
Hopefully with nothing they bought at the sex shop.
Oh, no. Natty hired a dominatrix.
We have a private dominatrix. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, God. This is going to be so awkward.
She's a hearing impaired dominatrix, and she reads lips. And, well, if you read body language, TJ is not happy.
TJ is, like, extremely uncomfortable right now.
We're talking about safe words now. Cat would be the safe word. they're trying to boss TJ around, and TJ's like, I'm not doing this. And now he's down.
TJ is so not into this. Oh my God, I can't watch this. This is so awkward.
Now she's waving the cat toy in front of TJ as the dominatrix whips him.
This is weird. This is so weird. And the cats are watching.
And TJ's like, I'm grabbing my phone, heading to the car.
Run, TJ, run!
I'm leaving. He's like, close my door, I'm leaving. He's telling her to get out of the car, and she does. Just wow.
Oh.
Alright then.
Okay, so that was the most awkward thing I've ever seen in my life.
And we've seen a lot on this show.
We've seen a lot on this show, but Natty getting a dominatrix takes the cake. That was amazing and awkward and weird, and you can tell TJ was not comfortable at all, was not going for it.
No.
And what's interesting to me about that is she just kind of went full bore rather than, like, just sitting down with them and having a conversation with them. You know, she just kind of went full into, like, dominatrix mode, which, at least to me, isn't how you approach someone who's maybe not feeling it. Like, you could tell by his body language. He was clearly uncomfortable. They're novices. They don't know what they're doing, and one of them is not into it. I still say Natty has a secret kinky side that none of us know about.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. You can tell she has ideas. She
wants to explore that side of herself.
Yeah, and TJ is not,
TJ is straight up vanilla, and I respect that completely.
But,
you know, it's, if you're gonna do something like that, where it's like Natty's researching for a part, which I get that, she wants to understand how this works. And so, but it's like, if you're going to talk to a dominatrix, maybe it's you guys go for coffee, and you sit down and you talk. And maybe they did that. And now this is her coming to her house kind of thing. But it's just kind of crazy that she showed up, leather and all, you know, and basically just kind of started dominating TJ.
Right.
Especially, like, not even going through any kind of, like, the only basic that made the show was the safe word.
Right. And one of the aspects of us actually watching this as it's airing for the first time, live, we can see some live tweets. And one person tweeted out, to be fair, Tyson Kidd didn't scream cat. He didn't use the safe word.
Actually, he did at the start.
At the start, that's true.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have to use it because he's not feeling it. He said no, and that's the thing. Like, you have to respect that limit, that if they say no, it's a no. It's not a playful no. It's a no. And we're back, and she's on the phone with him.
Wow. Tyson Kidd on the phone goes, I'm a tag team champion. I'm not purring like a cat. Oh, TJ. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Her mother walks in. Her mother walks in.
Oh my god, this just got way more awkward.
Her mother walks in as she's learning to be a dominatrix. Oh, and she's the whipping hurt Natty. What's she doing to her what are they doing to her mother?
They're duct taping her what the?
What in the?
What is this, family bondage time?
Apparently we're at family bondage time on Total Divas.
In the Mad Heart household. No kidding, Natty. No kidding. And now we're out with Alicia and Paige.
And the girls can't park.
Yeah, that's not how you parallel park. She's like a foot from it. And well, we're out with Trinity and John, the Bellas, Natty and TJ have somewhat made up.
Oh, they're talking about the dominatrix part. Apparently Natty doesn't think she's a dominatrix now.
Yeah, you can have the confidence level of one.
Oh, there's the quote. Eva posted that quote.
Oh, Paige does not like Eva.
Naomi's speaking some truth.
This is why Naomi is on the show. She basically tells him to shut up and listen because she's the mom. Natty and Naomi are the moms of this show.
And apparently, Natty's the kinky mom, maybe?
No, Natty is so not the kinky mom.
Yeah. Apparently, Naomi's again speaking truth about the girls probably are jealous of the position Eva's about to get.
I wish I could hang out with Naomi. She's so cool.
She would be cool to hang out with.
She's so grounded. And well, now we're back with Eva and Jonathan as they go to Brian Kendrick.
Eva's not in the game today, she says she's going through her training, and he just ran through a list of moves we're doing, and this should be interesting.
Wait, what? What was that? What?
Right?
You gonna call that in the ring, right?
Got the headlock, got the shoulder tackle, drop down, and she didn't get back up. Shoulder tackle, now she's supposed to drop down and get back up, and she's not back up in time. Kendrick is trying to encourage her, and she's sort of, he's like, go get your head on strike, take a walk, don't waste my time.
Basically, yeah. Oh, Bree's done.
Alright, then.
Alright, claws are coming out for sure, we will get into that, but...
Alright, this weirdness thing.
That's... I don't even know what to make of that. Family bondage time with the Night Hearts? What the hell? There's a stronger word I could use, but I don't want you to have to edit it, so what the hell?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I mean, I don't even know. And like, Natty's now questioning if this was a good idea because it was weird and she didn't really like it. And it's like, and like I was saying before, you can take qualities that you feel comfortable with and make it your own. And that's what Nikki was telling her, you know, just make it your own. Do your own thing. Nope. And well,
hold
the
on.
Girls...
Hold on, before you go on. No kidding, it's weird. You're taping up your mother. Okay, continue.
I like the, I'm a tag team champion, I'm not purring like a cat. That was my favorite.
That was a great line.
That is a fantastic line. But girls are not happy with Eva. Especially Paige. Paige seems the most bitter.
Which, I'm trying to figure out why.
Well, you know, you see it from Paige's point of view, and she worked her butt off for 10 years, got signed, was down in NXT for what, 3 years? 2 years? 3 years?
2 years. At least 2 years.
Because they waited, I think, until she was 21 before they brought her up.
Okay.
Very least, because they signed her when she was like 18, and so they waited till she was 21. She got signed very, very young. She's not, I think she's only like 22, but if that. And so I can see her point. You know, she's been working her butt off to get where she is, and she had to stay down there and watch Eva get called up and not really make the most of that opportunity while Paige was down in NXT. And now Paige is up, and Paige is looking at Nikki's spot opening up, and Paige wants that spot.
Oh, yeah, she wants the spot. I get that part of it, yeah.
And, you know... when you hear something of, oh, you're getting private wrestling lessons, and oh, you're going to get the Bella push, and you're going to get this, and, you know, Paige looks at her and doesn't think she's exactly deserving, I understand that.
As we come back from break, Eva's with Jonathan talking about what's going on. She's like, I should be picking up this faster. And Jonathan's reminding her, you're a rookie. You're not a professional. You're a rookie. Apparently, she's letting the girls get in her head. And now she's was talking to someone. Was it
Trinity?
Trinity?
That was Trinity.
About the girls having the issue, and, you know, it's now getting in her head a little bit. Jen's like, forget about them. Do this for you. Get in there.
Yeah.
Get in
there. Don't worry about the girls. Don't worry about anybody else. Just go in there and kick ass.
Alright, we got the lock up. We got the headlock. We got the drop down. She's getting up, and she's not there yet. She's like, no more screwing around. Here we go. Headlock. Here we go. Working the headlock. She's selling it. There you go. Work it. There's the shoulder tackle. There you go. The drop down. She gets up. There's the leapfrog and the hip toss. And there's a body slam. Look at her.
Hey, I mean, pretty good.
Leapfrog needs some work, but...
Leapfrog needs a little height.
But you don't have to do leapfrogs in every match.
Very true. He's so proud of her. It's adorable.
All right, we got the headlock, and we're going back to a live event in Anaheim, California.
Not Raw or SmackDown, a live event.
Even,
AKA main event.
Main event. Hey, it's Fandango. Working on Jim And the girls are talking. We're talking about, she's wiping her nose. Nikki's like, I don't think it's time for us to walk away.
Oh, she just told her sister to wait 2 more years.
Bree's like, you know.
Bree's like, dude, no.
We know what Bree's intentions are.
Yeah, Bree doesn't want to resign. Bree wants to go home and have babies.
Nikki believes she's the next John Cena.
And she's trying to convince her sister to stay, and Bree doesn't want to stay, and you know what?
You know, she has priorities.
She has priorities.
Hey, it's Lillian Garcia. Lillian's talking about how, what, the rumors that Eva heard, because they talked at something. And Bree's not happy with Eva.
Oh dear, okay. Okay, alright, here we go, here it comes. Okay, it's gonna come at the end of the episode, perfect, which means we'll be able to talk about it. So, Eva's been doing some soul searching, she's been hearing rumors, she let it get to her, and well, she's trying to make it right. But also, Nikki is changing her mind.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't want to leave the WWE. She sees the brand that they're building and figures they could be big stars for the Divas. She believes she can be the next John Cena.
What I find interesting is that she won't do it without her sister, and I don't know if she can do it without her sister. I don't know if it's something that it's both or none. I don't know how that works, but it's like she knows where Bree's at. She knows Bree wants to go home and have babies and be a mom. Bree is ready to retire. You can tell. She's in that point in her life where she really can't do much more than what she's done.
Because Nikki believes, and I think this is how she's thinking of it, the Bella Twin brand is hot and heavy right now. She doesn't know if her on her own can be that next, the female John Cena.
But here's the thing, John Cena didn't have a twin. John Cena did it on his own. Dwayne Johnson didn't have a twin. Dwayne Johnson did it on his own. So you have to be able to stand on your own.
Right.
You have to be able to build the brand of yourself. So she needs to concentrate on building the brand of Nikki Bella and not the Bella Twins. It's like, if you want to be that next star in the company, you really have to do it on your own. You can't have your sister there with you, because then you got to share the spotlight, and there's the potential that the people are going to like your sister more than you. And that's a horrible thing to say, but it's true. It's like, if that's where you want to be, if you want to be that next, you know, you want to be the face of the WWE on the female division, you have to stand on your own 2 feet. So it's like, if Nikki wants to resign, I don't see why Nikki shouldn't resign, but I think it's a little selfish of her to look at her sister and say, oh, well, you should put off having kids for 3 more years.
I can understand 1 more year.
I can understand a year. That's within scope, especially given all of Brian's health problems. That's completely within scope. But asking her sister for 3 years, that's way the hell too much. I'm sorry. That's selfish.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you want to stay and you want to do your thing, then you stay and she goes.
We'll get more of that here in a bit, because we're going back to the conversation with Lillian and then Bree talking about Eva and her, all the drama that's been caused there as we're back from break.
It's kind of interesting Lillian's bringing it up.
Yeah, nice to see Lillian on the show.
Right?
Bree talking about how she was going to NXT and she was impressed, and now, so Lillian hurt at LA. Bree heard NXT. There's some miscommunication going on.
Well, Eva does have a penchant for lying.
She does.
Just saying.
She does. All right, then. Bree is pretty much done with Eva.
Bree's pissed.
As we're on the final stop, on to WrestleMania.
Road to WrestleMania.
Oh, wow. That's a big old jacket. That's her seduction jacket.
That's the WrestleMania outfit.
Yeah. Did you know you can wear it after TJ's done wearing it?
You can even purr for him.
Oh, God.
That's Mania.
This is the Raw before Mania. They're the Raw in LA. Hey, it's R-Truth. What's up?
Oh.
So we're going through the whisper down the lane, who said what and who said this and what, you know, that whole routine.
Yeah, and basically Bree's like, I don't like it. I don't appreciate it.
Eva has to walk back in there and get the opinions of all the girls. All right.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're just going to ignore that.
It's going to. It's so going down right after this commercial with Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. Yeah. You know.
Go her. But yeah. we're gonna get into this whole thing, because I don't want to start until I see the fight, because I need all the information. But basically, Bree's lit the fire, where it's, I don't appreciate you lying, I don't appreciate you being disrespectful, and I just don't appreciate that. And basically, you know, Eva's like, well, I don't like the fact that y'all are talking smack behind my back, and Bree's like, we'll tell you to your face. You can go in there and ask anybody. They'll tell you right to your face. And so now basically that's where we're at with this is it's about to go down. I just need Paige. I just really kind of need Paige. Because after seeing her on Tough Enough, there is no filter. There is none. Like, Paige is just like, I'm done with you. And we haven't seen a lot of Paige-Eva interaction.
No. Hey, Eva was sort of downplayed last season. She was more with her family.
Because I think her father was sick. I think that's...
That was the whole deal. She was spending a lot of time with family that season.
Yeah, so it's... Eva had to kind of take a break, and now she's coming back, and she's getting trained. And to her credit, Eva is now down in NXT, but they gave her the crash course, obviously, in wrestling to kind of, I guess, catch her up or get her ready. So now we're back. We see the Raw before WrestleMania. Everybody's there.
So we get... This was Paige versus Nikki.
Yep, with AJ.
This was for the title. He actually had a pretty good match. And then we get the aggressive match between the girls. Ooh.
Yeah, I remember this match. This was a good match.
Yeah, they were giving some time, too. Nikki's like, I'm feeling the energy. This is just no place else I would like to be, right? Other in the ring. Rack attack. 1, 2, 3. Nikki Bella retains her title. Natty and Naomi talk about how they had a good match, and Nikki's like, I've been doing soul searching, and, you know, Nikki's staying, but it's Brie.
So Nikki makes the decision that we all figured she was going to. She stays.
And no decision from Brie yet.
Oh, Brie. I still say Brie's done.
Ooh, Brie Bella isn't.
I told you, Brie wants to go home and have children.
I know.
Ooh, okay. They do not like Eva. It's official. Hey, it's a boo-boo. On the truck.
Cameron's like, I'm not going with you to dress those girls. I'm not stupid. Ooh, ooh. Wow, they're using Bray Wyatt at Eva. Bray Wyatt's entrance for Bree's walk to the ring, or Eva's walk backstage.
Boo Boo made total divas! Oh my god, that's amazing! That's freaking amazing! Oh my god! Because Bray Wyatt is in fact a total diva.
Yeah.
It's official.
I love it. They're using his music and everything for her slow walk. It's awesome.
That's amazing. I don't even know what to do with that. Like, that was just... I've been sitting here the whole time. Boo-boo? Boo-boo? Boo-boo! I get boo-boo on Total Divas. That's awesome! You can't take me anywhere.
No, I can't.
Oh, God, I hope he's not going to work with Eva. Oh, Lord. If Eva turns out to be Abigail, I'm throwing things. That was just amazing. Like, I don't even know what to say to that, other than it's like they use the music, they use everything for the fact that she's walking in there. The only thing that would have made that better is if he walked in there holding her hand.
Right. Yeah.
Like, all right, here you go. Have fun. Push. Runs away.
Right. That was pretty epic, honestly.
That was amazing. Complete with the lights. That was before it all went so wrong.
Oh man. Yeah. That was pretty cool. I got nothing after that, because we're about to come back from break here in a moment.
Yeah, we are about to come back from break. This is going to be a really quick break, but boo-boo on Total Divas. That made me so happy.
It was like, we see him on the truck, and then it's like, oh, there's actually Bray Wyatt. All right.
And, well, Bo Dallas was on, so both brothers were represented on Total Divas. But the question is, who's the bigger Total Diva, Bo Dallas or Bray Wyatt? Dude, question of the night. Show prep right here. Rack Extra. Ding.
There you go. As we come back from break, we're about to face the truth. Eva walks into the locker room, and time to clear the air. You got Naomi talking up. Apparently, there's a stupid messenger that exaggerated everything. And I think they're blaming it on Cam. Brie calls her a 5-minute conversation. Wow. Now they're bringing up the quote again. We've all been in development. We can have an open debate. And everyone, Alicia's now saying, all these girls have busted their ass. And, yeah, it's the company who put her in the training there.
I love how Trinity's just sitting there and letting this happen.
Bree's talking about how dare you tell us we're tearing you down. You're tearing us down. And he was like, I'm going to continue to bust my ass. Bree's like, you don't know how to wrestle. All right, then. Oh, God. We got an elephant. What's she doing with the elephant? Oh, God. Stripper poles. Oh, God. Selfies, stripper poles, Paige freaking out.
And TJ being like, what the hell have I done?
Spray tan. Oh, more Brie mode. Fights in the ocean. Oh, wait, what? Ziggler's gonna be involved. Oh god, the jealousy with, oh my god, they're bringing up the Ziggler romance. Oh, we talk about Daniel Bryan.
Oh, we're going there, okay.
Daniel Bryan, the new look for Naomi, Tyson Kidd's injury. Oh, wow, Ziggler, ow.
Ziggler's making a play for Nikki?
They're rekindling their romance?
Oh, oh dear. Oh, John. Okay, So we'll get into that when it comes, because my brain can't process that right now. So we need to talk about kind of the overview, which was the Eva situation. That was the obvious story to this whole episode, was Eva has a personal trainer. She's out in L.A. They're having her do other stuff while she's out in L.A. for the company. And yes, it is the company's decision to do all that for her.
Yes.
I think that what it is, why the girls are pissed, is the company didn't have that faith in them or didn't give them that level of special treatment. They weren't allowed to. It's like for Paige. Paige came across the world to go to NXT to train when she got signed. And she was down there for 3 years or so, going again on the theory that she was 21 when she came up. Because I honestly don't remember.
She signed in 2011. She's 22 now.
So she came up in what, 14?
Came up in 2014, yes.
So, yeah, okay, so she was down there for 3 years. So she was away from her family for 3 years in NXT, training every day with the group of people that's down there.
Right.
So she came in probably around the same. So she was there when Eva came in. So she had to watch Eva come in. She had to watch Eva get caught up almost immediately, get thrown on a reality TV show, get matches on Raw, get matches on SmackDown, get matches at WrestleMania before her.
Yeah, you can see why she's...
You can see why she's a little pissed.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something of Paige is the future. Paige is, you know, talked about as the future. She's dedicated her life to this. She's going to spend her life doing this. And she sees someone like Eva come in, and she gets a private trainer. She gets to stay out in L.A. And Eva's been here 2 years, and now she's finally getting properly trained, which good on the company for properly training her. But, you know, obviously they felt she needed, you know, they couldn't have her at NXT and doing the stuff out in L.A.
Yeah.
But I can understand why they're pissed. I can understand why they're jealous. It's because none of them got that level of special attention from the company. You know, if you want to seek an outside trainer on your own and do that on your own, that's your call. But, you know, WWE is paying Brian Kendrick to train Eva Marie, to get her ring ready. You know, obviously, and, you know, they want to give her that Bella push. They want to put her on the level of Nikki and Brie. They see her as that next star. And when you hear that as someone like Paige or Natty or Alicia or anybody else, one, that's terrifying to them because they all want that one spot. And to hear that she's going to get it after they've given everything is not only infuriating, but it's terrifying. But two, for Paige, she's the future, and now she's getting put aside for Eva Marie, you know, in Total Divas storyline.
Right.
That. So, you know, you can see why they're pissed.
You can understand why they're pissed.
But I think attacking her to that level, because again, it wasn't her decision. It was the company's. You know, none of this is necessarily her fault in the sense that, you know, she got a private trainer. She gets to stay out in LA. She gets to do all this stuff. You know, none of that was her decision. That was the company. Now, you know, she's probably still taking care of her father to a degree, and that's why she's out there. It's just they're keeping her close to her family, so that might be a request.
And also, they want to keep her out in L.A. to do the appearances that they need people in L.A. to do. They need someone on the West Coast to do the red carpets and everything that she goes to for the company.
Right.
She's out there representing the company, not just, you know, training.
Herself.
Yeah, she's not just doing it for herself. She's out there representing the company while she trains.
But still, I can see where the jealousy and the animosity lies. I get that. You know, I think it's a little misplaced in the sense that this is not her fault. Now, the misunderstanding where she told Brie in NXT and she told Lily in LA, we don't have the full story on that. We don't know what happened, but we do know Eva has a penchant for lying or not being entirely honest.
And it seems like Cameron was stirring the pot a little bit too.
Oh yeah, there's definitely sides, and you can tell that Trinity is on Eva's side. You can tell Arianne is on Eva's side. They're gonna stand up for her, they're gonna defend her. Natty is kind of sort of benign in this as well. It's really coming down to the Bella, or Brie and Paige versus Eva, and Alicia's kind of in there as well. And that's where the tension's at.
It's just funny that on Total Divas, Paige is all Team Bella. On TV, she's not.
Right. But overall, a very, very, very interesting start to Total Divas. Seems like we might have an engagement. Seems like Paige is going to get in a little bit of trouble.
Because she goes off and films, so she's going to be on her own for a while. So.
And as we had heard, that was strike two, so Paige is getting into a little bit of trouble.
And then they're having Dolph Ziggler play the I Could Give You Kid theory to Nikki.
It's like your life with John is nice, but I can give you everything you want. I'm willing to marry you. I'm willing to have kids with you. I'm willing to give you the life that you've always dreamed of. So it's like, what do you really want? So, very, very interesting season, but I think we're done.
We're done.
All right, so I think that does it for us and Total Divas Season 4, Episode 1. Cannot wait till next week, Episode 2. But till then, well, we're all going to have to wait. But don't forget, check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com to keep up with us. Also, check out our Twitter, Rack Radio Show. Go to rackradioshow.com. You can follow us individually at Wild Talk Radio, at Lins Ward, LANSWARD. Check all that out. Keep up with us. Have fun with us, because, well, I think this is going to be a fun season.
It's going to be amazing.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. This is The Rack Extra, and we will see you next week. Bye.